Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The Minnesota State Patrol is reporting a Rhinelander truck driver has died in a crash in western Minnesota. From the Minnesota State Patrol website, it's reported that 62-year-old Samuel M. Hoffine of Rhinelander died in a crash Thursday in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. The accident description reads the semi was traveling eastbound on West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls and went off the road to the right, striking a power pole. Road conditions were said to be dry at the time. The report reads alcohol was not a factor in the crash. Minocqua property owners will see a slightly higher tax rate for town operations and debt payments after electors approved a nearly $4 million levy at Thursday's annual town meeting. The new rate will be $2.62 per $1,000 of assessed valuation, up 3 cents from the prior year. That translates into a tax bill for town purposes of $262 on a home valued at $100,000. But that's only part of your property tax bill. Schools, the county, and the state all tack on levies to help pay for educating kids, to fix roads, and for fire and police services, among others. The Marathon County Board kept full funding alive for 5 nonprofits at a budget meeting last night. 6 others will have their funding cut by a quarter. The board had originally planned to cut 25% of the funding to all 11 nonprofits, but decided to hold on to full funding for North Central Action Committee, the Women's Community, United Way's 211 program, the Educational Boot Camp, and the Marathon County Historical Society. County Board Chair Craig McEwen supported the move.
I don't like choosing these over the other ones, but as far as the importance to our strategic plan, I do support these, and I would hope that you would too, because like I said, it is a vital part of our strategic plan.
6 other groups, including Crime Stoppers and the Wisconsin Valley Fair, will see their funding cut by 25%. The board's plan calls for county funding of those programs to drop by a quarter each year until it reaches zero. Supervisor Katie Rosenberg, who's also running for Wausau mayor, praised the move to save full funding for some of the groups.
Instead of just giving these nonprofits a donation, now we're changing that. We're saying, hey, we want to contract with you. We want to make sure that we're getting what we expect and we pay for. And so I think it's a unique solution and solve to a couple of problems that we've been having when it comes to funding this stuff.
The decision to keep funding the 5 nonprofits in Marathon County will need to be revisited for the 2021 budget. A meeting Monday in Minocqua will highlight the year in climate change and a potential positive development. David Barnhill is retired director of environmental studies at UW Oshkosh and will be hosting the meeting. He says they'll be reviewing some of the developments for the year. He's chair of the Northwoods Action or Climate Action and of Our Wisconsin of the North Woods. He says he'll be taking stock of those changes.
This may end up being the hottest year ever, and joining the last 5 years as being the hottest ever. We've seen heat waves, especially in Europe, reaching all the way to Greenland. We've seen historic flooding in the central U.S. So just some of these things that are really coming home right now.
Barnhill says there will also be talk about the Green New Deal and the political landscape. The meeting is Monday, November 18th, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Minocqua Public Library. The public is welcome. The preliminary hearing for a Missouri man accused of murdering 2 brothers from Shawano County has been postponed. Garland Nelson was supposed to make an appearance in court Thursday. 2 counts of murder are among several charges he faces. Brothers Nick and Justin Demmel were reported missing July 21st. They had been visiting Nelson's farm to collect $250,000 in a check connected to a livestock deal when authorities say he allegedly shot them to death. The weather forecast for this afternoon: look for skies to remain sunny with a high near 32. More clouds tonight, a low near 18. Cloudy tomorrow, a high near 33. By Saturday night, there's a 40% chance of snow showers. Sunday, snow showers are likely with a high near 33. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.